You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
This lunch, no, kanina pong tanghali, we had lunch in my father's house. Our word for today is in Psalm 128. Let's all stand as we read the word. Psalm 128. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in His ways. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Everybody say, blessings and prosperity. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your sons will be like olive shoots around your table. Thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. Everybody say, fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem. And may you live to see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Tonight, we ask for your Holy Spirit to open our eyes of understanding. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your grace upon us in Jesus' name. Amen. You may take your seats. You know, in Psalm 128, if you'll notice in your Bible, meron tong title and subtitle, nakalagay, Song of Ascents. Dahil po, itong psalm na to, starting from Psalm 120, up to Psalm 134, ito po yung mga kinakanta ng mga pilgrims, mga travelers sa Jerusalem. Every year, meron po silang festival, meron silang national, may mga feasts or days of worship. Sineselebrate nila because of the harvest and papakyat po sila sa Jerusalem and they're celebrating the goodness and the greatness of God. So ito po yung mga kinakanta nilang psalms. Psalm 120, up to Psalm 134, papaakyat sila sa Jerusalem kasi parang Baguio po yung Jerusalem, mataas na situated on a hill. And probably this psalm, most likely this psalm was written, Psalm 128, nung nakabalik na po yung Israelites out of their being exiled in Babylon. Sila po ay naging prisoners or naging nasakop po sila ng Babylonian Empire. At ngayon, pabalik na po sila sa kanilang sariling lupa and they had freedom, they have a time of peace and so they were excited to work. Kaya sabi dito, you will eat the fruit of your labor. Excited na silang magtanim, yung mga farmers at anihin yung kanilang pagpapaguran, no? And so we can see here in this psalm, no, that there's promises for blessing and prosperity, starting with the father, his work, his family, his wife and children, and even the whole nation of Israel. Now, sino po sa atin dito, you want your life to be blessed abundantly by God? Raise your hand. How many of you want your whole family to be blessed? Di lamang kayo. All right. That's the question. Paano ba tayo? How can the blessings of God flow into our families? No, and we can see here that the blessings, from what we have read in verses 1 and 4, nakita natin that the blessings flow from a family. It's starting with the father. Nagsisimula pala pag pinagpala ang ama. No? Yung tatay, no? Siya ang susi. He is the key for the blessing of God to flow in a family. At dito, ang tanong natin, nung Father's Day na to, ngayong araw na to, sino po sa inyo ang binless nyo, ang father nyo, niraguluhan nyo ng something special? Raise your hand. You gave a gift to your father, alright? Are you a blessing? Do you bless or you are a burden to your father? No? Yung hingi ka ng hingi ng allowance, dagdag ng allowance. Meron nga akong picture nakita, ito yung pamilya MacApple, no? Si Kuya may iPhone, si Mommy may iPod, si Ate may iPad, si Daddy may iPad. Ayan, no? Ayan, naging burden, no? Instead of blessing their father, ay siya ang sumagot, siya ang nagbayad ng lahat. Kaya magastos, no? So the blessing of a family starts with the father being blessed. And this promise, the words blessed or blessing or blessed is found 4 times in this chapter. At ito po yung central theme, ito yung central topic, no? At so, ano po yung plano? The question is, what's the plan of God for our prosperity and blessing? Paano natin makakamit yung pagpapalang pinangako ng Diyos? Unang-una, first key is we need to have a faithful walk before God. In verse 1, it says there that blessed is everyone, or happy, in Amplified Bible, happy, blessed, or blessed is everyone who fears, reveres, and worships the Lord, who walks in His ways, and lives according to His commandments. No? So pinagpala, masaya, mapalad ang taong natatakot sa Diyos. So the fear of God, or a faithful walk before God, the fear of God, is the key to receiving the blessing. No? Now, if you will ask, ano bang ibig sabihin ng fear of God? No? It does for the Israelites, nung binigay ni Lord ang Ten Commandments, no? When God spoke from the mountain, dumagundong, nagkumulo, kumidlat, and natakot yung mga Israelites. At si Moses na lang ang umakyat at kinuha yung Ten Commandments. Sabi ng mga Israelites kay Moses, ikaw na lang makipag-usap kay Lord, no? Nakakatakot siya. But that fear of God is reverence or respect or holy worship before God. Now, Pastor Alfred gave a simple definition of fear of God. And a fear of God is simply this: loving what God loves and hating what God hates. Let's say that. Love what God loves and hate what God hates. Okay, mahalin natin kung anong ang iniibig ng Diyos. No. Now, if you will ask, what are the things that God loves? Ano ba yung gusto? Ano ba yung mga minamahal ng Diyos? Who are the people that God loves? Huh? Is it all people? How many believe it's all people? Raise your hands. Oh, parang ano, hindi sigurado ah. For God so loved the world. Diba? It's the whole world that God loves. He wants everyone to come to the knowledge of the truth. But God loves His special people, His church, His followers. No, God loves a cheerful giver. God loves worship. Diba? He inhabits the praises of, He dwells in the praise of His people. Pag tayo po isama-sama nag-worship every Sunday, God loves that according to Psalm 22. God loves faithfulness. Kaya nga, pag ang father, ang ama ay faithful sa kanyang asawa, God loves faithfulness. If you're faithful to your wife, to your family. But what are the things that God hates? Hating what God hates. Proverbs 8:13. Ito, define yung fear of God. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. Yan daw. Ang mga kinamumuhian, ang ayaw ng Diyos. Lahat ng kasamaan. Everything that is evil, impure, obscene, sensual, pornographic, addictive, immoral, every evil, God hates that. God hates pride. You know, lahat ng mga mayayabang, mahangin, mahambog, arrogant, conceited, evil behavior, and perverse speech. Mga pagmumura, no? Pagsalita ng green jokes, okay, na maduduming salita. Slander, gossiping. Yan po ang God hates. People who divide or destroy relationships. So to fear God is to love what God loves and hate what God hates. And that's the key to receiving the blessing of God. No? Are you ready to receive the blessing of God? All right, let's fear the Lord. And that yun po yung condition. At dito sa Psalm 128 na para po tong sandwich, no? Mahilig ba kayong kumain ng cheeseburger, walang keso? cheeseburger, iba yung burger o Mac, Big Mac or Champ, no? Yung patty, yung burger nasa gitna. Yun ang blessings, no? Pero itong yung condition niyan, dapat merong sandwich. Kaya yung fear of God, nasa verse 1 and 4. Sinabi doon, yun ang condition. Para matanggap natin ang blessing, we have to fear God. A second principle is we have to have a fruitful walk. Itong resulta, no? If we have a faithful walk, if we fear God, we will have a fruitful walk. Tayo po'y magiging mabunga. Tayo po'y magiging matagumpay. At sasagana ang buhay natin. Verse 2, you will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. No? The fruit, take note of that, the fruit of your labor, no? Kung ikaw ay ama, fruit of your labor, hindi, not the fruit of your wife's labor, not the fruit of your in-law's labor, or kid, your son's labor, di ba, yung mga pagtumanda na, umaasa na, yung ibang umaasa na sa anak, no? At instead of leaving an inheritance for your children. So faithfulness brings fruitfulness. No? Blessings upon work. No? You'll eat the fruit of your labor. Alam niyo po itong hard work. Ito pong work, it's not part of the curse. Sa Genesis, makita natin na inutos na ni Lord kay Adam, you are to take care of the garden. Even before the fall, bago pa sila nagkasala, there's already work. So work is not part of the curse. What is part of the curse? It's laziness. Laziness. That's why marami pong tao naghihirap dahil sila po ay ayaw magtrabaho, ayaw mag-aral. We umaasa sa kodigo, sa leakage. But Apostle Paul tells us in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, if a man will not work, he should not eat. Okay, kaya ang blessing po ni Lord, ang pangako ni Lord sa atin, is pagpapalain tayo sa ating trabaho. Kung wala kang trabaho, God will provide a job for you. Alright? That's the promise of God. Sabi nga ni Pastor Jun sa kapatid niya, nang wala pang trabaho, bagong graduate. Okay, I want you tomorrow, starting from 9 to 5, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., your job is to find a job. That's your job. Yeah. At nakakuha siya ng trabaho. Right? And kaya just set a high goal. Have a high vision. Meron nga tayong isa sa mga estudyante kahapon sa Training for Victory. Meron siyang kakilala, kaibigan na galing sa hirap, but because her friend has had the vision, billionaire na siya ngayon. She's earning millions. Kaya libre lang mangarap. Sabi nga, nag-post sa Facebook pastors, preaching pastors namin, no? Si Junjun. Sabi ni Junjun, pangarap kong kumita ng $500,000 a month. Gaya ni tatay. Gaya ni daddy, gusto kong kumita ng $500,000 a month ang kikitain ko. No? Ha? Sabi ni Tonton, $500,000 ang kinikita ng tatay mo? Sabi ni Junjun, hindi. $500,000, yun din ang pangarap niya. You know? Hanggang pangarap lang. Don't let it be, stay a dream. No? Work hard for it. Believe God that God will give you the ability, the power, the wisdom to produce wealth. No? Mag-isip ka ng business. No? Mahanap ka ng ano yung kinakailangan sa neighborhood nyo. Kailangan ba ng water station? Kailangan ba ng magpapalamig yung ice cream? O ano yung mga kailangan ibenta sa neighborhood mo? Just find something that your people around you would like to buy or need. So blessings upon the world. Verse 3, sabi doon, your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your sons will be like olive shoots around your table. Okay, so ang mga asawa ay hinalintulad sa fruitful vine. Alam niyo po ba yung fruitful vine? Yung mga baging, mga tanim, no? Like ito, Patola. Ano? Ano ba sa English ang patola? Patols? Huh? Oh, patola, patols. No? Or ampalaya, di ba? Mga baging. No? Grape, grapevine. No? Sila po ay tender, delicate plants po yan. Ano? Sila ay kailangang alagaan, they need to be pruned, no? Kailangang i-cultivate, kailangang i-maintain, no? At laging alagaan para mamunga, no? And the vine is a weak and tender plant and they need to be supported, no? Ng mga kahoy or wall or mga kahoy, no? Na kung saan sila gagapang. And that wall or that wood, that support represents who? If the wife is like a vine, kanino sasandal yung wife? Sa husband, that's right. It's the fathers, it's the husband, no, na magiging sandalan nung wife. Kaya tayo mga tatay, mga husbands, mga fathers, no, you're like that wall, that support that will hold the vine, no, your wife. No, kaya be tender, be courteous, no. Wag mong sisigawan, no. Be kind, be considerate. Sabi nga sa 1 Peter, so that your prayers will not be hindered. That's the admonition, the encouragement for the fathers, for the husbands. That's sabi nga sa Ephesians 5, love husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. Kaya nga meron tayong couples getaway sa August 31 to September 1, no? Spa sa Tagaytay, no? Tagaytay City. And registration is at the back, no? Back table. So, if the children will see that the husbands or the daddy love their mother, if the children sees that their fathers, their dads are loving their mom, then they will be secure in the home. Oh, and they will emulate that when they grow up. And then a promise here in verse 3 again, your sons will be like olive shoots. Okay, may picture ba tayo ng olive? Olive shoots? Ayan pala. Parang ano? Ay, yung pa-bata pa lang yan. Ano? Yung tumutubo pa lang. No? Do you have a picture of a full-grown olive? Ah, wala. Okay. Tingnan nyo lang mamaya sa Google image. But itong olive, pag tinanim mo to, it will take 7 years bago mamunga or up to 35 years, no, before it can bear an olive fruit, no, na pwedeng gawing na pinanggagalingan ng olive oil. No? Sino sa inyo ang nagluluto gumagamit ng olive oil? Or sa buhok? No? Sa buhok ba yan? Hindi. Sa aloe vera. No? Olive fruit and olive oil pinanggagalingan. So 7 to 35 years bago mamunga, but the lifespan of an olive tree can last up to 1,000 years. Matagal, no? Kaya alagaan muna natin mga anak, no? Take care of them, spend time with them, be an example to them, fathers. No? Alam niyo po yung sa isang research study, the average time that a father spends with his kids is only 7 minutes a day. And that's not enough. No? Fathers need to spend at least 1 hour every day. Not just talking, but just being with them. Kahit di kayo mag-usap, basta kasama kayo sa bahay or saan man sila, nasa school, nandun kayo sumusuporta sa mga school activities, events nila. Sabi nga ni Dr. Clifton Chadwick, lecturer sa British University of Dubai, fathers are leaders, guides, friends, and symbols. No? But they can't be anything if they are not there. No? So, yung mga fathers daw, sila yung mga leaders, sila yung mga ang pinuno, sila yung mga example, guides, kaibigan, no? Boys do not learn what it means to be a man from a computer game, but from watching and interacting with their fathers, uncles, and grandfathers. Girls learn to admire and trust males by being to admire, trust, and love their fathers. So, kailangan po balanse yung love and discipline, no? Yung pagmamahal at yung pagdisiplina. And that's what Josh McDowell, another author and teacher, said, that rules without relationship bring rebellion. No? Pag masyado ka naman stricto, wala yung kulang yung pagmamahal, it will just bring rebellion in the hearts of children. But if there's love, affection, and acceptance, and attention, they will grow healthy. It will be a healthy child development. And meron mga akong isang, I have this close friend, a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, our pastor in Olongapo, Pastor Ross, nakita ko sa Facebook niya kanina, that their daughter, Hazel, graduated, I think she graduated cum laude, no, in UP, political science, I think. And si Pastor Ross, sinaman niya yung anak niya, si Hazel, for her work application interview. No? And she was hired on probation at the Senate under Senator Edgardo Angara. No? She will start working on Tuesday with the legislative staff of the senator. At pagkatapos pa raw ng interview, ay nakipag-usap pa si senator sa kanila. No? So God can do amazing things in your family. No? If you just fear God, walk in His ways, walk in His commands. And then the third part of this passage is we can see the worship of a family. Family worshiping together. Now, verse 5 and 6. So, faithful walk, fruitful walk, and then family worship. Verse 5 and 6. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem, and may you live to see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. So, napansin niyo po yung verse 5, binanggit na, may the Lord bless you out of Zion. Verse 5. You know? So, what does Zion mean? It's a mountain. It's a term, Mount Zion, or it's another term, a beloved term, for Jerusalem, and that's in the Old Testament. But now Zion refers to the church. No, it's according to Hebrews chapter 12. Sabi po doon, Hebrews 12, 22, 23. Next, it says there that but you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem. No, this Zion refers to the people of God. We are the people of God, the church. And so, the blessing will flow out of Zion. No? You have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. You have come to the thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn. In Jesus, the firstborn, meaning He's the first to rise from the dead, resurrected from the dead. So, we will be blessed. Yung prosperity po natin, yung blessing po natin ay nakakabit, nakatuwang. Where it's bound up if we are connected to the church. Kung kayo po ay konektado sa isang church, you are part of a discipleship group, a victory group, if you are faithfully attending this church, this promise of blessing and prosperity is for you. Why? Because when it is the church where God's presence dwells. It's the church where the kingdom of God is being advanced. And no man is an island. Hindi po tayo, we cannot exclude or isolate ourselves. And that's why a godly man, a godly father, a father who fears the Lord, he'll be blessed in all areas of his life. Itong Psalm 128, pinagpapala po siya sa kanyang trabaho, sa kanyang pamilya, sa kanyang iglesia, kung saan siya nag-worship, and this promise, this prosperity will spread to the whole nation. Okay, so the blessing of God flows from the family. The main point here is blessings flow into our families when fathers fear the Lord. Ang pagpapala po ay dadaloy, aapaw, sasagana, ay matatamasa natin pag ang mga ama mismo ang nangunguna sa pagsunod sa Diyos. When fathers fear the Lord, when fathers walk in holiness, when fathers obey the commands of God, yan po ang natural byproduct na papapa ang blessings and prosperity will be ours. And I wanna honor my father who ever since childhood, no, I remember kahit nung maliit pa kami, he's always, every Sunday, dinadala niya kami sa church, in a Bible-believing church, to worship God and hear the word of the Lord. And even nung pagka-graduate ko sa college, he knows na meron akong calling na mag full-time, and ang deal lang namin, ang agreement namin, tapusin ko lang daw yung ECE board exam and I can go to the ministry. Kaya tinapos ko po yung board exam, naipasa ko po. And on the second day of board exam, after the board exam, second day, in-announce na kaagad ako sa church. No? And he supported me and he encouraged me to pursue higher studies, no? And to study and to prepare for my calling. And last May 19, no, sila po, mga pamilya ko, my parents, my father was there in my graduation in Asbury Theological Seminary sa Kentucky. He came. My father, my mother, that's my family. Alright, and yan po yung mga apo pa niya, mga apo. No, that's the sons of my sister, sister next to me, and the whole family, ayan, buong barangay. Ako po yung pinakamaraming bisita, no? Binigyan po ako ng apat na bahay ng town, apat na townhouse just for my guests, free ng Asbury Seminary. So just to accommodate these families, my parents, my sister and her family, my friends came there for my graduation. I hope, sana naimbita ko kayo, no? Kanya-kanyang sakay ng bangka o kanya-kanyang eroplano. Anyway, so yan po, I'm thankful to God, no, for His faithfulness to my family, to my father, to my parents. And graduate po ako after 4.5 years through a full scholarship program. Sagot po lahat ng Asbury. Sila pong sumagot ng lahat. Airfare, tuition, allowance, books. Sila pong sumagot. And so, we can see that if fathers will honor God, if they will fear the Lord, blessings will come to our families. That's, hindi mo na kailangang habulin ang blessing ang hahabol sa iyo. No? How many of you believe that will happen to your family? Habulin ka ng blessing ni Lord. Praise God. As you fear the Lord, blessings will flow into our families. Praise God. Let's pray and thank God. Father in heaven, we thank you that you are the faithful God. You're the God who is faithful to you, all your promises. And we pray, Lord, that for the fathers today, that they will be the leaders in their families, na sila po ang mangunguna, sila ang magiging matapat. They will be faithful leaders and guide and example in their respective families. Lord, I pray for your blessing and hand to be upon our families right now. Maybe you're here today and maybe you grew up without your father, or maybe your father is far away, malayo, napalayo sa'yo, or maybe there's separation in your family, kahiwalay ang magulang mo, and you need, there's some bitterness or unforgiveness. Just take time right now to forgive your dad, and just ask the Lord to take away that bitterness from your heart. Or maybe you're here and you're praying for the restoration of your family. We want to pray for those families to be restored. If you're that person, just raise your hand right now. And let's believe God for your families to be restored, na maging mabuo uli ang inyong pamilya. Just raise your hand. If you're that person representing your family, just raise your hands. Yes, Lord, I pray for people are raising their hands. Maybe their families have been separated. Yung parents nila nagkahiwalay. Lord, we pray that you will intervene and by the power of your Holy Spirit, touch the hearts of the fathers or the mothers, and let there be reconciliation. Let there be forgiveness by your mercy, by your grace, by the power of your blood. Lord, we pray for healing of relationships, for a mending of hearts. Lord, I pray, Lord, na magkapatawaran, magkaintindihan, at maalis lahat ng mga misunderstanding, accusation, condemnation. Lord, let it be replaced with your love, with your kindness, with your mercy. Lord, I speak for restoration of families. Lord, upon our lives, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Praise God. And if you're here, you're believing God for a breakthrough, for maybe you're starting a new business, maybe you're applying for a job, you're a single man, or you're believing for a promotion, or a single woman, you're believing for a better job, higher salary, promotion, or just believing for financial breakthrough, just raise your hand right now. Let me pray for you. Yes, Lord, I pray for these people who are believing for financial blessings. Lord, we pray for the mind of Christ, that for the leading of your Spirit. Lord, give them the ability to produce wealth. We pray, Lord, for those who are starting a new business, that give them creativity. Lord, guide them by your Spirit. Speak forth creative ideas into their minds, and help them make the right decision. Lord, we pray for those who are believing for promotion. Lord, we pray for a better position, that you will surround them with favor as with a shield. Lord, that you'll hindi sila maging victims ng politika, Lord, but they will have favor with their boss, with the CEO, with the president of the company. Lord, we pray for better position, promotion. You said promotion does not come from the east or from the west, but from the Lord. So, Lord, we pray that you will shield them with your favor, with your loving kindness, that your goodness and mercy will follow them all the days of their lives. Yes, Lord, I speak for your blessing. Financial breakthrough will come upon you in Jesus' name.